Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Today I'd like to share some safety tips for a weather hazard that we don't really seem to have here on the coast. Now, why would I do that? Well, because people travel to other parts of the nation where those hazards do exist. And in some instances, our weather habits that we develop here on the coast can get us in trouble when we leave the coast. A great example of that would be lightning. Now, we can get some lightning around here for sure, but we don't hear about people dying from lightning. So it's really easy to develop a habit of just going about our business when there's thunder and lightning. But if you travel to other parts of the country, then that behavior can get you killed. Especially in certain parts of the nation, like Florida, for example. They get over 1 million cloud-to-ground flashes per year and have, on average, 7 lightning deaths per year, which is the highest in the nation. So, yeah, if you travel to Florida, you want to take lightning seriously, but that's actually true for much of the nation. Here are some safety tips for when you travel to lightning country. But first, a slogan to remember. When it roars, go indoors. And that does pretty much sum it up. If you're outside and you hear thunder, find shelter. Being outside is what makes you vulnerable. If you can get inside a vehicle, that's still better than being outside. But if you're stuck outside, then you want to avoid open areas. You don't want to be the tallest object in the area because the lightning is basically looking for the shortest path back to Earth, and you don't want to be that shortest path. You also want to stay away from isolated tall trees and towers or utility poles for the same reason. And stay away from metal conductors such as wires or fences. Metal is a great conductor of electricity, so that fence you're leaning on could have been hit by lightning far from where you are, but the current can still reach you. So as you can see, being outside is just not good when there's lightning. This is a good time to repeat that slogan, when it roars, go indoors. Okay, so now I want to circle back to the fact that about Florida having the most lightning deaths. They don't actually have the most lightning in the nation, that would be Texas. But Florida has a much more dense population than Texas, so when a lightning strike reaches the ground, it's more likely to hit a person. The reason I'm pointing this out is that we also live in an area where we don't have a lot of people. So the fact that we don't hear about lightning deaths doesn't mean that we don't have potentially deadly lightning. It just means that if it's happened in the past, it most likely hit a tree instead of a person. So the takeaway, of course, is that these basic lightning safety tips do apply to our area as well. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.